As we promised you, our MCCSC update this week, we will talk to the Director of Early Learning and Enrollment. It's Tim Dowling. Tim, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Well, the sun's out. I'm not shoveling. I don't have frost issues or I'm cold. I would think for, you know what, good job, Mr. Groundhog. You've done a pretty good job here, early days here in February. How's everybody doing over there at the corporation, my friend?
We're doing great, doing well.
And I know it's a busy time of year for you, and there's kindergarten registration and next year registration and a new referendum. We got a million things to do today, but let's get everybody caught up on, well, next year's, it's always closer than we think, and you want people to get registered and signed up and ready to go. Tell me where we are in that process, Tim, and what folks need to know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up. We have our... We recently released an early learning brochure, which really highlights all our early learning programs for next year, including our addition of our pre-K program, thanks to our family-focused referendum that we had in November. So we'll be adding pre-K to all our elementary buildings. Enrollment has started. So if anybody, we encourage families interested who live in MCCSC to reach out to our early learning office, to go to our website. They'll find the early learning brochure, which has lots of information about how to enroll. Like I said, our pre-K enrollment is open now. Our kindergarten enrollment for next year is also open. We have an open house, which will happen at all our elementary buildings coming up on February 8th. That'll be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the 8th. And that'll be an opportunity for our kindergarten families, you know, who will be entering kindergarten next year. They'll be able to meet our principals, most importantly, meet our kindergarten teachers, meet our, you know, our content specialists, like our PE teachers, our art teachers, our music teachers, tour the building, see where they're going to eat lunch, look at the playground. We'll also have representatives from our early learning office there to talk about our pre-K programs, which is for students who will have turned 4 by August 1st of 2024. Those students will be eligible for our pre-K program, and we'll have representatives there to talk all about that program, and we're excited to talk to families about it.
And Tim, when we get our first, at least I remember sending our first, what are we going to do? Where do we go? How do we do this? It's great that you have all of these wonderful tools online. But for people that are listening, how does pre-K work? Is it the school district that you live in? Can you go where your friends are going? How does that work out?
That's a really great question. It will be, we want it to really be part of our entire K through 6 program. So the pre-K through 6, the pre-K programs will be at families' districted school, you know, that way, because we also want to be able to offer transportation so that, you know, if you have an older sibling or really anybody, we'll be able to provide transportation right to the school. That's why our pre-K programs will be at students' districted school. And that way they'll just, you know, all the experiences that they have from pre-K will just prepare them from kindergarten and so on, because it'll all just be one continuous program for them.
So that continuity is important. We know how important it is to get them started at age 4 as of August, like you were talking about. For people that are listening, again, I just can't reach the internet right now, what are some of the highlights of these pre-K programs and teachers and some of the partners you have to put this all together?
Sure. One of the really great highlights is, you know, courtesy of this referendum, we will be able to, the lead teacher will be a certified teacher in early learning. So we know they'll bring all the expertise that comes from going through an early learning program. And so then there'll be additional support in the classroom, as there always is in early learning, you know, with instructional aids. And then, you know, in multiple classrooms, multiple buildings, especially older buildings, will have multiple classrooms. So those teachers will work within teams to support each other and the students.
And Dr. Tim Dowling is our guest. The doctor, they left that out of my introduction. You worked hard for that. We want to make sure.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, it takes a while to get used to it, but I guess if you go through school at some point, I guess you get used to it. But
well, in your expertise here in the corporation gives you a wonderful platform to get this organized. You've been a teacher, you've been an assistant principal, you've been a principal, you've been in different buildings working with different styles of children. Where do you go for curriculum to put all this stuff together? How does this come together? We know how important it is. I know that's your job and you're busy. How do you put this all together, my friend?
You know, I think we start by talking with our teachers, seeing what they need, listening to our, you know, our stakeholders, our parents, and seeing what type of curriculum they're interested in for their children. And then we turned, you know, there are early learning standards through the state, which are really kind of the heart of what drive us in our instruction. So we really kind of put those all together. And then, our job as, administrators and leaders is to find a curriculum that our teachers feel like really aligns with what, our community and our parents want, and then provide them professional development to be able to provide that curriculum.
Dr. Tim Dowling is our guest this afternoon. He is the Director of Early Learning and Enrollment, and all of those things are happening quite quickly here. Okay, do we need to pay for this pre-K? I know that's a very popular question as well, and if you have multiples or twins or anything, how does all of that work?
Sure. Well, it's the cost of the program is $8,000, but most importantly, every community member who lives in MCCSC gets some amount of tuition support. So it doesn't cost any $8,000 for anybody who lives within MCCSC. The range of support can be from free based on income eligibility. It might be $2,000 for other families and $4,000 at the most for any of our community members. And there are charts in our early learning brochure, which is available on our website, that allow families to go in and look at the chart and based on their household size and their income, determine where they fall on that chart. But like I said, at the minimum, there's $4,000 of support for everybody who lives within MCCSC for pre-K per child.
And how important is it, Tim, to have them the age on this? August 1st is the cutoff, and you want them to be 4 years old. This isn't for a five-year-old or three-year-olds. That's where we're at. That's just how it's going to be, right?
Yeah, you have to be four by then. You know, if we have older children, you're always welcome to talk with our building principals or our early learning office. We want to have, we're open to conversations and communication. But the most important detail is that you need to be four by August 1st. But we're always open to talking with our families to see what their needs are. As long as they're four by August 1st.
And Dr. Tim Dowling is our guest. Okay, now the other big question will be, is this going to be a half-day program, a full-day program? How did we decide on what was going to be the best? And what time is nap time? I don't have nap time as an adult. Yeah. Let's get to the important things here.
Good question. So it is a full-day program, and that's just alignment with, with the research that shows the benefits of a full-time program. The schedule, since it's in our elementary schools, it's aligned with our elementary schedules. And as you're aware, we have a tiered schedule in our elementary programs based on, maximizing busing and allowing to have the shortest bus commute. So if it also aligns with other siblings in elementary school. So the pre-K schedule would align with that elementary schedule in alignment with other grade levels within the building.
And we've talked about the four-year-olds. Is there something available for three-year-olds, Tim?
Yes, we have preschool programs. We are enrolling now. If you would like to call our early learning office, we would be able to talk to you about the programs we have. We have programs offered at our early learning center. We have preschool classrooms for three-year-olds at our Hoosier Hills Child Care Center. And then we also have a few programs for three-year-olds in our a few of our elementary buildings. And anybody who calls our early learning office, we're happy to talk with them about, where we have room and where we have capacity so we can, get them placed in a program that works best for that family.
Dr. Tim Dowling is our guest this afternoon, and that's for the pre-K. And enrolling everybody, in the old days, we had to go to the school and sign up and do that. I know we're going to have kindergarten open house, as you mentioned, on Thursday. Can I do this online? Of course I can. Can I do it in school as well? Do you have a preference of where folks get everybody registered?
Sure. We have gone towards an online enrollment for everybody, for pre-K and for our K-6. But, of course, our offices are always available to offer support, whether it's our early learning office with pre-K or for K-6, our elementary offices can help with any questions about enrollment. But we really have, based on a lot of feedback from parents, we really tried to streamline our online process to make it, most supportive for families. So, but like I said, so it is online for everybody, but, call our offices with any questions.
That's always a good advice, isn't it? We can always find it, but if you can't find it, we'll find it somewhere else, and we'll get you signed up. We don't want anybody to be left behind or out of the process.
Absolutely.
There's too many great things going on. And again, that kindergarten and pre-K enrollment is already started. I hate to do this because I know people procrastinate. When would you like everybody signed up by so we can figure out classroom sizes and busing and all the other fun things?
Sure. You know, like I said, it's open now, so the sooner you start the process, the sooner we can get you allocated into a spot. Our pre-K programs are designed to meet the needs of our whole community, so there's no, you know, our goal is to get everybody enrolled this spring so we can work on getting classrooms ready, hiring staff, doing everything we need so that when families come and start the year in August, we have everything in place. So ideally, you know, the sooner you get enrolled, the better. It helps with planning, but with our pre-K program, since it is a community supports referendum program, we're going to have capacity for any, you know, all our pre-K families in our entire community. So there will be spots for every pre-K student in one of our buildings.
Now, I'd be silly to think that everybody is glued to their radios and listening right this moment, but you have a great information session coming up a week from Thursday about all this pre-K talk. Are you giving this? Where are we going a week from Thursday for one of our community parent universities?
Sure. Yeah, I will give a brief talk at the beginning of just some big picture. What is pre-K? Where is it in our buildings? What are the times? And then we really felt like the most beneficial thing for our families was to get an idea about curriculum, which we talked about a little bit earlier. So those sessions will be led by our early learning teachers, and they will really demonstrate how we really build stations and group work and role playing into our early learning standards. So the emphasis and the main takeaway from parents is they'll get to see what does learning look like in the classroom, what it'll look like for their students. And we're going to have students, you know, parents who come with their children, they'll actually be able to bring their own children through these rotations and get it a really beginning idea to see what our curriculum looks like.
Excellent. Really real life hands-on experience to see what goes on. So that's coming up. That's a week from Thursday. Do I have that date right?
That is correct. February 15th from 6 to 7:30 at the CoLab.
Perfect. And we'll give everybody big reminders of that leading into next week as well. And a couple hot button issues that are in the corporation going on. We've talked about perhaps, I don't know if we're going to combine. I don't know if we're going to shift around or move around, or these are all in discussion. I'll have you help with that answer. But there's been talk of either bringing some elementary schools together or splitting K through 3 here and 4 through 6 there. Where are we in that process so people listening today get the best information?
Sure. We have some just released yesterday. There's going to be some opportunities for community members from our schools that are being talked about or other places within our school corporation who want to be part of the process. There are some meetings that will be occurring. There's one on February 28th. There's one on February 29th. I believe the one on 28th is at Jackson Creek.
Correct.
And the one on 29th is at Binford Elementary. And that information is available online. And these will be opportunities for family or for community members who want to voice their input or be part of the process. They'll be able to attend these meetings and be able to, you know, be part of the process.
And the meeting on the 29th, it says, is Templeton Elementary School. But we've got a whole month to figure it. No problem. We'll figure it out. But what we want everybody to know, there will be child care available. Pre-registration is required. So go to the mccse.edu and fill out all the comments and forms you need to do. Why? So these don't last for 19 hours. That's why. I'll say it. Nobody else will. That's why. We can't just have a raise your hand session. We'll be there till 4 in the morning. So let's get organized. If this is very important to you, which I know a lot of people it is, these times are Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and 29th. That's making good use of the extra day in February. 5:30 to 7 p.m. Jackson Creek on Wednesday, Templeton on Thursday. And you can find all the extra information at mccse.edu. So busy times with how all that's working out as well. So enrollment's open. Kindergarten open house is going on. Well, that don't we have some testing here at some point we'll probably have to get to as well? Who's in the testing vortex in 2024, Tim?
Sure. Yeah, well, we have iRead 3 coming up for our students in March. That'll be usually the week before spring break. And now that I was, as you mentioned earlier, an elementary principal, I'm now in the early learning world, so there's different assessments. But in our elementary buildings, we have iRead 3, and then we have, you know, iLearn coming up in the spring.
And we've heard from the Indiana State House that there is some talks brewing about third grade reading achievement. Would you like to address any of that? I'm not completely familiar with it. That just sounds like that's sure. Right up your alley.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, stepping back from into the early learning world, there are information. If it's not up already, it's going to be up soon about information about, you know, the iRead 3, like the legislation you talked about. We're going to be... if it's not out already, and I think it is, it's going to be coming out very soon, that families can, again, go to our website and even hear from our building principals about the iRead 3 test.
There you go. So that will be out there in the wild. Okay, my friend, you, Dr. Tim, you've done a great job today giving us the information. Let's go through it one quick time. Last week on Thursday, pre-K and kindergarten registration is open, ready to go. This Thursday, yes, 2 days from today, is kindergarten open house. And a week from Thursday is the Parent University event to get hands-on with a early learner. Well, that's a busy February. We got Valentine's Day in there, a Groundhog's Day. Gee whiz. What are we going to do on President's Day?
Well, yeah, that'll be a day of rest, right? Because our schools are closed on President's Day, so that'll be a good chance for our staff to get some rest and our students.
Excellent. Well, Tim, Dr. Tim, we appreciate your checking in with us. Very busy. Good timing on all of that as well. And I know we'll get caught up with you down the road. We're excited to see how this pre-K works out and how the referendum is going to make a difference here in Bloomington. Thanks, my man.
Thank you. We're really excited. Appreciate having me.
Dr. Tim Dowling, he is in charge of enrollment and early childhood education from the MCCSC.